On top of my many titles as mom, entrepreneur, and creative, I've also added host. Drew and I host on Airbnb on our favorite island in Hawaii. We started hosting as a way to make some extra income, and we've had such an easy breezy experience. Now we host year after year, and it's been a fantastic side hustle. Not to brag, but we've also been crowned Airbnb Superhost several times, so we are really killing the game. It's about having spaces we can enjoy as a family while creating memorable experiences for our guests, and it helps that we earn a little extra cash on the side. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. One thing that we've found is that the more consistent you can be with promotion, the better results you're going to get. A lot of times people need to hear about a brand or a business multiple times before they actually become a paying customer. And so we are constantly talking about our top partners.
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a 7-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast.
I feel like I've been seeing so much content on the topic that we're talking about on the Gold Digger Podcast today. Maybe it's the algorithm. Maybe it's my own personal obsession. Maybe it's just fate that we're talking about it on the show. But today we're talking about all things affiliate sales. Now, at the time of this recording, my business is on track to more than double our affiliate commissions just within the last year. And we're talking 7-figure commissions being doubled. Now, today, I want to share some of the strategies that we've been doing behind the scenes and all of the focus that we're putting on affiliate marketing. I mean, obviously, it's been paying off. So let me tell you exactly what we've been doing so that you can steal our strategies and make them work for you. Now, the best part is when it comes to affiliate marketing, it's not a ton of work. It's really strategic, really intentional and thoughtful work that you are absolutely capable of, and I'm going to guide you through it. Now, real quick before we dive in, if affiliate marketing is something that you've been curious about or you want to explore more, especially after this episode, I put together this amazing guide that will walk you through exactly how to get your first affiliate sale. We've linked it in today's show notes and the show description, or you can head to jennakutcher.com/affiliate guide. I'm going to walk you through where and how to start sharing your affiliate offers, give you a step-by-step checklist to clarify and simplify the process, and give you smart strategies to get even bigger results. Again, that's jennakutcher.com/affiliate guide. All right, let's dive on into all things affiliates. You know what time it is, sweater weather, football season, Q4, it's the home stretch, Gold Diggers, and it's time to close out another year of growth and prep for the next year of revenue. To bring in more business this Q4 and beyond, you need sales software that helps you score, and the top tools are all inside the new HubSpot Sales Hub. With a customizable prospecting workspace, smart deal management suite, and AI-powered apps, you can take total control of your sales operation and manage your people and pipeline with ease. The AI-powered chat spot speeds up your day-to-day tasks with simple chat solutions, while AI Assistant cranks out copy, outlines, and out-of-the-box ideas. They're cleverly designed to accelerate your workflow and baked right inside of your CRM. When you pair Sales Hub with other hubs and HubSpot Smart CRM, your team will be on the same page across the entire customer journey. Leads won't slip through the cracks, and data is connected across marketing, sales, and operations so you can better measure your impact on the bottom line. Stop sticking to the same old strategies and start closing more deals, because the best time to score is Q4. Make the switch to HubSpot Sales Hub at hubspot.com/sales. There are a million reasons why I am obsessed with affiliate marketing. And before I dive into the tactics and strategies that have allowed us to double the results we're getting through affiliate marketing, I want to walk you through the things I love about it so that you can start to see it through a different lens and start to imagine yourself as an effective affiliate marketer. So first things first, affiliate marketing gives you this chance to sell things that you never planned to create on your own. You get to just focus on one part of the aspect, which is selling. Someone else is handling the ideation, the creation, the delivery, the support, like all of the parts of our business that likely give us a headache. And you get to refine your skill of selling. Like, I never plan on creating my own skincare line, but you better believe I'm going to shout from the rooftops when I find an amazing all-natural skincare line that transforms my skin and is safe for my family. Shout out to Primally Pure here. You are given this ability to share about things that you have no intention on creating, things that might be in alignment with your brand and business, things that might help you to connect with your dream clients on a different level, but things that you don't want to deal with or create on your own. And so it is this beautiful, beautiful way to hone in on the skill of selling, which, let's be honest, most of us don't love doing it without all of the risk and the other work that surrounds the actual sale. The next thing I love about affiliate marketing is it's an incredibly low risk way to get comfortable understanding what is actually working when it comes to marketing and selling specifically for you and your audience. There is very little at stake here as you learn how to market these offers and share the things that you love. You basically have nothing to lose and everything to gain. And let me tell you, I have spoken on so many stages, and every single time I ask the audience, raise your hand if you like selling, basically nobody raises their hand. So what I love about affiliate marketing is, as entrepreneurs, a lot of times we say our product, our service, our offer is our baby. Well, you get to detach from those emotions of trying to sell this thing that you've created and focus on marketing without feeling super emotional about the outcome. Again, it's super low risk. Nobody's going to know if what you're doing is actually working and translating into sales, but you're going to start to collect the data points that give you the insight and information that you need to understand how to become a better marketer and salesperson. And thus, you can take all of those strategies that you now know work and apply them to your own business and offers. The next thing I love is that it allows you to have more offers to share and promote. So a lot of times as entrepreneurs, we have one core offer, one thing that we are talking about over and over and over again until we are blue in the face. Affiliate marketing allows you to expand the offers that you're sharing so that you're not tired of talking about your one offer and your audience isn't sick of hearing of it. You basically get to share about the things that you love and authentically invite people into the solutions that you found for your own life or your own business. Like, if you've been hearing all of this talk like I have about diversifying your income and getting more revenue streams, but you're like, hey, I don't have time or energy or money to create a million new products, then affiliate marketing is an incredible, incredible solution for you. Now, the premise of affiliate marketing is that you are simply sharing things that you love. You get this opportunity to just speak really authentically about what is changing your life. So if you are someone who cannot shut up about the new skincare regimen that has transformed your skin, or this pair of jeans that literally feels like butter, or this, you know, new recipe that everyone has to try, then you are going to be a great affiliate marketer. Now, if you do not resonate with that, if that's not natural for you, this again is going to be an amazing way to get more comfortable selling things, whether it's an idea, a product, or a service. So for me, I love affiliate marketing because you better believe if you were to go out to lunch with me, you would leave and I would get home and text you 5 links of the things that I just told you about, whether it's a new book, a podcast episode, a product. Like, I naturally love letting people in. That is exactly why this podcast exists. Like, if I find something that I'm obsessed with, I am not going to gatekeep it. I'm going to open the gates wide and invite you on the journey with me. I am the same way when it comes to products, which is why I love affiliate marketing. You just get to share the things that you love. Now, if you are great at affiliate marketing and you learn how to do it strategically, you can be more hands-off. And I'm going to explain some of the methods that allow you to do this. But one thing that's really cool is there are so many different models of affiliate programs out there. But one that is really powerful is finding a recurring partner model, meaning if you get them a new customer and that customer stays a customer, you collect a commission every single time that customer pays the brand. Now, this is more of a recurring model. It's not super common, but they do exist in the affiliate world. And those types of partnerships can allow you to continue to get results without as much effort. We all know the quote that it, you know, costs five times more to get a new customer than to keep a customer. And so the brands that have these sort of models really recognize that and want to incentivize you to get people not just to buy once, but to stay with the company, whether it's a membership or a subscription. One thing that I think is fascinating about this affiliate and partner world is that 80% of brands already have an affiliate program. Affiliate marketing is used by over 80% of marketers to raise their brand recognition. So brands see the power in this. This isn't some black market. Like, brands are really understanding that not only does this help raise awareness, but you're basically getting your customers to do your marketing work for you. Some of the top businesses in the world get 5% to 30% of their revenue via affiliate marketing. So we're talking about a significant portion of their revenue driven through their partner programs. This is why brands are really focusing on building amazing affiliate relationships and epic affiliate programs so that you are rewarded as the affiliate. And thus, when you make a sale, you get a commission and the brand gets additional revenue. I think it's such a no-brainer, because if you are a company that is confident in the product, service, or offer that you create, and you trust your customers to do the selling for you, it's a win-win-win. Like, for example, here's kind of a quick story. So about 2 years ago, I bought these products that totally changed my life. Sometimes you might see in my Instagram stories, I lay on this mat in the morning, I use a red light, I very much change my wellness routine. And I have talked about these products on my podcast when I talk about biohacking and in my Instagram stories authentically. Like, I paid full price for these products, paid full price, bought them for my mom because I love them so much. So I was promoting authentically, and then the brand noticed, they reached out, they're like, hey, why don't you actually get an official code, become an affiliate? I got them so many results. And then they were like, hey, we want to partner more strategically. Can we do podcast sponsorships? Can we do blog sponsorships? And so what's amazing is that as you start to get results for your partners, you will likely get better incentives. You might get premium offers for your customers, or you might be able to negotiate a different commission structure. So you might be able to expand your relationship after you've proven to a brand that you've gotten results, which is kind of fun. It's like an experiment and a test. And again, you're growing as you do it. So let's dive on in, and I'm going to give you direct examples of how we are doing all of these different strategies so that you can steal what is working for us and apply it to your own affiliate marketing efforts. Are you ready? So the first thing that we've been doing really effectively that has worked really well is that we've focused on curating collections of our favorite things. So for example, so that you can understand how this works, we love Primally Pure skincare. Now, I started on this skincare over 6 years ago after I had my first miscarriage, and my doctor told me I should start looking at the ingredients in my products. It sent me down this rabbit hole, and out came Primally Pure and my friend Bethany, who is the founder. So Bethany had noticed that I'd placed an order to try out their products, and we got in touch. Now, these products have transformed my skin. They actually work better than the ones with the long ingredient list, and they're safe to use in my home and for my family. And so naturally, I just love these products. Well, Primally Pure over the years has expanded their product line. So now they have a ton of different options. So one thing that we've been focusing on is figuring out how can we create a collection so that we can answer people's biggest questions. I kept noticing in my DMs, people would say, Jenna, which cleansing oil do you use? Or which toner do you swear by? Or what's your favorite scent of the deodorant? So we were thinking through, how can we answer these questions before people can even ask them? And how can we have them in a place that is super easy to access? So we basically built out our own content that answers these questions and connects people directly to the exact products that I use and love. We've done this on our own webpage. We've done this in blog posts. We've done this in Instagram reels. We've done this on an Instagram story highlight. This is basically where I'm saying, okay, these are the five products that I use and love and recommend. You want to make sure that you're creating content that answers those questions instead of just sending people to a generic page. If you can actually connect the dots, that will make somebody go from being unaware of a product, service, or offer to being in a place where they understand what the offer is and they want to take advantage of it. You are going to likely make a sale in a much more seamless way. So what we have been able to do is to figure out, okay, how can we create the resources that answer the questions? Now, one of those things that we did is that we decided to build out our own web pages. Now, a lot of times with affiliate partnerships, they are going to give you a link. And a lot of times the links are crazy. It's like dash B6Z5821. And you're like, how am I going to share this ugly link with people and get them to buy things? If you are dealing with that, one of the best ways around it is to create your own page that you can send people to. Now, your page can share about the products, the services, and the offers, but what you can do that is unique to anyone else is share about your own experience and why you love this brand or this company. So we decided years ago when we started to see who our top partners were and started to get the questions about the products that we wanted to answer, we created our own pages for our top partners. So if you want to see what this looks like, go to jennakutcher.com/primallypeer. I'm going to link all of the websites that I mentioned in today's episode in the show notes and show description, but that's jennakutcher.com/primallypeer. And you can see exactly how we did this. We share the story of why I switched to these products. We share the products that I use and love. We share the products that my kids use and love. We talk about my own transformation. We show my skin transformation over the years and how they've healed my skin. And so what I love about this option is that it gives you more creative freedom. It allows you to personalize the experience, and it allows you to connect people using your partner link without having to have that ugly long link that nobody can go to or nobody wants to click on. And so here are two options that I would say that I would recommend if you are someone who you're like, I want to build out my own page. So the two options are this. The first one is you can use a program called Flowdesk. Flowdesk is an amazing email service provider founded by two of my friends, Rebecca and Martha. Flowdesk is a company that we stand behind, we absolutely love. And one of the things that we love about them is that they have built out the ability to create your own landing page, even if you don't have a website. So a lot of times people don't have their website up yet, but they need a place to send people to. With Flowdesk, you can create a super simple landing page. So you could literally say on the page, save 15% on my favorite skincare, click here. And then that click could send people to wherever you're sending them to. So Flowdesk is an amazing option. If you're more of a beginner, you're wanting to grow your email list, you don't have a website yet, and you're not great at things like customization or web design. We have an offer where you can save 50% off of your first year on Flowdesk, and they have a free trial. You can go to jennakutcher.com/Flowdesk. That's F-L-O-D-E-S-K. Again, that's jennakutcher.com/Flowdesk. Again, also using these links to just illustrate how we are doing this in our brand so that you can understand and see the bigger picture. If you love the Gold Digger podcast, you've probably heard me talk about my best friend, Amy Porterfield. Did you know that she has her own marketing podcast too? It's actually the first podcast I ever listened to. Online Marketing Made Easy is brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. Every episode focuses on giving you the best strategies for online business owners, including starting a digital course, growing your email list, social media content creation, and hosting webinars. Amy is the best at breaking down big ideas and strategies into actionable step-by-step processes, and her show is designed to get you more results with a whole lot less stress. Tune in to Online Marketing Made Easy wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, Gold Diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. Now, the second option that you can do is to build out a more robust landing page. Now, this is what we've done over time. So my entire website, if you've ever been to my website, I am obsessed with it. I love my website. My website is based on a template. Now, I love templates. Templates save us so much time. I use templates in basically every area of my business and life to simplify and to create systems and strategies. So if you go to jennakutcher.com/tonic, T-O-N-I-C, you can see the exact template that I used for my website, but you can also see where you can build out different landing pages. So that is a landing page for my favorite website templates. But this is a great option if you have a little bit more bandwidth, you have a little bit more capability, or you already own your own webpage and you want to just create these sub pages for your top partners. Again, this is a robust strategy, but if you did this for one, two, or three of your top partnerships, you would be able to send people to a much easier to use link. And then again, connect them with your own personal belief, transformation, or experience that is going to be way more likely to convert someone than using things like stock photos or sending them to a generic web page. So again, the two options here, build a simple landing page with Flowdesk, jennakutcher.com/Flowdesk, or build a more robust website or web page using Tonic, which is jennakutcher.com/Tonic. Again, you can go to any of these links to see exactly how we're doing this with our partnerships. Okay, the next thing that we've been doing that has been really awesome and a great way to boost results is to follow up with people who were ultimately interested in the offer, but decided to not purchase or follow through. So here's a good example on this. So speaking of Flowdesk, we have sent thousands of people. Like, it is our number one recommended software to use if you're going to grow your email list. It's super intuitive. It's easy. It's beautiful. So we have sent thousands of people to their free trial. We love their free trial. No credit card required. You can dive in and get started today. Now, we have a really high conversion rate of people that convert from the free trial to a paying customer, but there are always people who don't actually convert. So we are able to get in touch with those people who tried the free trial, but ultimately did not become a paying subscriber and follow up with them. We ask them questions. Is there anything that we could do to make this better? Are there any tutorials that you need that would allow you to connect the dots to get better results? Is the timing not right? Is the offer not right? We're also able to extend additional offers or update these failed trialers who did the trial but didn't ultimately subscribe and let them know about new features being added. So we're consistently serving them, even if they didn't ultimately follow through and purchase. Now, based on what tracking system the company uses for their partner program, you might not be able to gain access or permission to get in touch with people who have expressed interest. But if you are able to, you can then retarget and serve them at a higher level to see if they can eventually become paying customers. Now, I just love this because it's basically like we're following up and saying, hey, you were interested, but this didn't ultimately work out. Can you share more about that? Or is there something that we can do, whether it's an additional resource, a tutorial, or an additional offer that will help you get off the fence and make that decision so that you can get results in your life? And I love that. There are other methods of retargeting that you can also use, whether you are sending people to a page you own, like a landing page that you built. You can retarget people that have already landed on that page using paid ads. You can also retarget people if you use a strategy that we've shared about on this show before, which is that chatbot strategy that you might see me using on Instagram, where I say, you know, comment the word lab below and I'll send you details about my program. If you want to learn more about what chat funnels are and how those work, go onto my Instagram, DM me the word chat, and you can see exactly what I'm talking about. But one thing that is very effective about chat funnels is that then you are collecting information on the people who are expressing interest, which gives you the ability to follow up again, to check in with them to see if they need any extra help, resources, support, or answers in order to become a paying customer. So the one interesting thing about affiliate marketing is a lot of times you have to get creative in how you can collect the data that you need to understand which methods are effectively working for you, which ones you can refine, and how you can really serve at a higher level and serve as that salesperson that connects customers to the end result that you've experienced. The next thing that has been super effective for us is aligning our promotion with a brand's promo. So something that's really interesting is, since we've said it before, 80% of brands have partner programs, and a lot of them are seeing that partner programs are moving the needle for them, means that they're putting more time and resources into their affiliate programs. Usually brands that have really good partner programs have a dedicated team member whose sole purpose is to serve their affiliates and to help them get results, because ultimately then it helps the brand get results. And so when you're working with companies that have these established partner programs, you will likely already start to get insider information and information about upcoming promotions they have. If a brand is smart and strategic, they will keep their affiliates in the loop so that the affiliates can plan promo that goes alongside the brand's promo so that everyone wins. So one thing that we've done over the years is, for brands and companies that didn't have great affiliate programs, we have tried to get in touch with them. Like, we're saying, help us help you. Tell us about what's coming up. Tell us how we can help boost sales for all of us, whether it's with a promotion or a new product drop or a new offer. So we now have contacts to our top affiliate partners, and most of them will really and happily keep us in the know on what they have coming up so that we can hopefully align our own promotion with the brand's promotion. When planning our promo out, we're looking at things like cross-channel promotion. So we're thinking about all the different avenues. We're thinking about our blog. We're thinking about the podcast. We're thinking about Instagram promotion, email marketing promo, ManyChat automation funnels, even sometimes paid ad promos. So we're really looking at it and saying, let us treat your launch like our launch. How can we effectively market this so that we all win? And the best part is that when promotions are happening, it is a benefit to your customers because they're likely going to reap the rewards of whatever that promo is, whether it's saving more money or getting a free bonus. So one of the things that we've been integrating on my team that is brand new to us is doing a monthly content call. So before, when I was planning out my content, it was basically me and my right-hand gal, Marissa, and we would map out our content and say, all right, this looks good for the next month. But now we have a bit more robust of a team. And so we're getting on the phone and we have my podcast producer, our content project manager, our online course project manager, our affiliate manager, and we're all connecting and we're talking about, okay, what promos are coming up? How do we want to integrate this into our content? What does it look like across the board when we're talking about promotion? Is it something that is super time sensitive, like Black Friday, Cyber Monday, or is it something more evergreen, speaking more long-term? And how do we want to kind of make all of the areas of the business work to make this the most effective promotion possible? For those of you who don't have a team or support to manage this type of planning and ongoing communication, one easy idea could be to draft and schedule out a quarterly touchpoint email to the company that you're partnering with and just ask if they have any plans coming up or any promotions that you can know about in advance so that you can plan your content around it. Now, one thing that we've found is that the more consistent you can be with promotion, the better results you're going to get. A lot of times people need to hear about a brand or a business multiple times before they actually become a paying customer. And so we are constantly talking about our top partners. Like, you have likely heard me talk about Primally Pure and Tonic and Flowdesk because we use them and we love them, and I have for years, and it's super easy to share about them. And so one of the things that we've been focusing on when we do these monthly content calls is what can be a monthly affiliate focus for us. So we really just try to focus in on one brand, business, or promotion at a time, unless it's a crazy time like Black Friday and Cyber Monday. But that way, our brand is already super familiar with these brands and products so that when they go on sale or when the promotion happens, that is the tipping point for our customers, listeners, subscribers, and followers to make the leap and become a customer. So they just needed that tipping point. And a lot of times those promotions can be, but we have built up that know, like, and trust factor over the consistency in how we are sharing about these partners. The next thing that we think about when we're planning out our content is, again, thinking through, what are our customers and dream clients searching for? What questions do they have? How can we answer them before they ever go to ask them? Now, there are two different methods, and we're going to kind of walk through the two different methods, but there are seasonal trends, and then there's a more evergreen approach. And so we're thinking through, okay, what are our dream clients looking for so that we can help stop the endless search and quickly connect them to the things that they're looking for? And so, for example, coming up at the end of the year, I was thinking through a few years ago, it was December 31st. I was thinking through, are there any additional tax write-offs I want to get before the calendar switches? What do I need for my business? And I signed up for HoneyBook. Now, if you've been listening to the show since day one, HoneyBook was our day one sponsor. HoneyBook is something we still use to this day. We use them for all of our contracts. We use them for invoicing. It connects to our QuickBooks. And so HoneyBook is a brand that we've used and loved and spoken about for years. Now, I was thinking about end of the year content and I was like, oh, what if we did like a blog post of the five different business expenses you want to write off before the end of the year? And we talk about our favorite things and include a few affiliate partnerships. And so again, think through, what are your dream clients typing in their search bar? Hop onto Pinterest, type in a few keywords that describe your affiliate partners, figure out what people are searching for, and then think through, how can I create content, promotions, or resources that, again, help answer those questions and connect them to answer them quickly and seamlessly? Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough. But I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best, you're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over a billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth, LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/goal to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/goal. Terms and conditions apply. On top of my many titles as mom, entrepreneur, and creative, I've also added host. Drew and I host on Airbnb on our favorite island in Hawaii. We started hosting as a way to make some extra income, and we've had such an easy breezy experience. Now we host year after year, and it's been a fantastic side hustle. Not to brag, but we've also been crowned Airbnb Superhost several times, so we are really killing the game. It's about having spaces we can enjoy as a family while creating memorable experiences for our guests, and it helps that we earn a little extra cash on the side. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So along that same vein, you want to think about, how can you integrate inclusions naturally into your content creation? So it's really easy to think about talking about your partners when there's a huge sale going on or a promotion, but how can you consistently bring them into the content that you're likely already creating, whether it's for an Instagram story and you're sharing, you know, this favorite collagen powder that you use, or you're working out and you share your favorite workout subscription, or, you know, you're working and you're talking about the products that you love. So you want to be constantly thinking about, how can I just naturally include this? This episode is a great example of this. This wasn't planned, but in order to illustrate the main points that I want to share with you about how we have effectively doubled the results with our affiliate marketing, I wanted to point you to the pages of our top partners so that you can see the strategy, but also so that you can take advantage of our partner offers. And so if I'm recording an episode and I'm talking about tools I love, it'd be very weird for me to say, okay, I need you to go out and make a landing page for this product and not tell you how to do that thing, right? That like wouldn't actually solve a problem for you. It would likely create more questions. And so in sharing resources like Flowdesk or Tonic or Primally Peer or Honeybook, I am effectively connecting the dots for you. So I'm saying, this has worked for us and here's how to take advantage of it. And here is a discount code to save you money when you do that. And so it is so easy to weave it in and it's so fun. Like, I'm going to share about this regardless. And so I might as well collect a commission and be able to see the results of what I'm doing. And so we love to think through, okay, how can we weave in our top affiliate partners into the content we create? And it's honestly so easy to do it because they are our top affiliate partners because they've changed my life. And I've talked about them so much that they've become the top affiliate partners. Does that make sense? So one final thing to think about as we are thinking about all of this amazing stuff that you're going to create to promote your partners is you want to think long-term when you're creating content for them. So it is super easy to get caught up in the excitement of promotions like a flash sale or Black Friday, Cyber Monday. But we have found the magic is really in thinking more long-term, more evergreen when it comes to partnerships. If you are thinking about how can I make this be a consistent piece of my revenue and income and not necessarily have all the spikes and dips that require you to show up and sell really hard in order to get the results, then you want to think about an intentional way to create content that lives on long past a sale. So some of the long-term content that serves us month to month include Instagram story highlights, blog posts, Pinterest pins, references that live in this podcast. We have also focused our efforts on building up our search engine optimization, which is only possible because we built out our own landing pages. And so that way, through the years, we've created amazing resources that link back to our top partners, which means more ongoing income versus, again, those huge spikes and dips that you'll see with promotions. So even if you're creating content around a specific promotion, ask yourself, is there a way that I can repurpose this to make it more evergreen and have more long-lasting efforts? So whether that's changing the code or changing the call to action or changing the percentage off in that communication, is there a way to repurpose it and make it live on longer? So we have loved just thinking about creating that content so that it can live on much longer and give us more of those long-term results that so many of us are craving when it comes to more passive income opportunities. Now, I am obsessed with affiliate marketing. I think it is so fun to help grow other people's businesses, to sing about the products and the services that have changed my life and can hopefully change yours, and to talk about the brands and businesses that I love and use and am a paying customer of. I hope that today's strategies are going to supercharge your affiliate sales or just give you the confidence to go out and test being an affiliate. If you want an additional resource to help you get your first affiliate sale, again, head to the link in the show notes or show description, or go to jennakutcher.com/affiliate guide. That's jennakutcher.com/affiliate guide. I've got a checklist. I've got different tools and strategies and places that you should be sharing your affiliate offers all inside of this guide. And again, I'm going to link to all the different pages and resources I reference inside of today's episode, not only for you to understand the strategy and to see it in action, but also for you to take advantage of our amazing partner offers that we've gotten through the brands that we use and love. I hope you love today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Until next time, keep on digging your biggest goals. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.